It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Greetings to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to a special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate coming to you from 150 Paseo Aragon in Las Campanas, which you can get to by taking the La Tierra exit off of Route 599, drive straight towards the community of Las Campanas, and then just follow the balloons. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I hope you will join us on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend and take a tour of this very special custom-built home. We also have a grill full of delicious summertime foods for you to enjoy, as well as a variety of other properties here in Las Campanas that my broker colleagues are holding open for you to see today. And if you come here to 150 Paseo Aragon and look at this home, as well as tour the other Las Campanas properties, you'll be entered into a drawing for fabulous free gifts. So we invite you to come over to 150 Paseo Aragon here in Las Campanas and join in the remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, enjoy some hot dogs and burgers, tour some terrific homes, and enter a drawing for free gifts. Again, just take the La Tierra exit off of Route 599, head towards Las Campanas, and follow the balloons right to 150 Paseo Aragon. During today's show, I'm going to be interviewing a number of very special guests who will tell us about all the attributes of the fabulous community of Las Campanas. But before we get into our conversation, and if you're considering renovation, repair, and design activities around your own home, or you just need some good real estate services of one form or another, I suggest you check out the real estate resource companies on our website. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and look for these partners of the All Things Real Estate radio show. Also, please join me next Sunday, June 6th, for a very special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate from Fidelity National Title Insurance Company at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue in downtown Santa Fe. We are celebrating the one-year anniversary that All Things Real Estate has been airing on 1260 KTRC, and besides the show, we're having delicious food and a drawing for terrific free gifts, so come on over for the celebration. We have a lot going on with the show today. I'm with Gino Thompson, my producer back at 1260 KTRC, and my very skilled technician, Tom Miller, with us here at 150 Paseo Aragon in Las Campanas. I want to start things off by getting some state-of-the-market comments from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Welcome to the show, Andrew. I believe that you have some thoughts for buyers that are looking at potential purchases here in Las Campanas.
Yeah, since we're broadcasting from Las Campanas, where there are a lot of retired and seniors who are living or buying, I thought we'd consider, you know, loan programs that were specific to them, especially since today, if you're retired, you may not have enough income or not have the income that you did before and can't qualify for the loan. So there are two new programs, or there are two programs that I now offer. One's called a depletion of assets. It's based upon a substantial liquidity of assets, you know, a couple million dollars in liquid assets, which can be used as a basis for borrowing. For example, let's say your monthly expenses are $5,000, but you have $1 million in liquidity in a brokerage account. Those assets can be used with the idea of depletion, and the idea here is that those assets on a $5,000 a month expense would last almost 15 years. So this lender, at fairly decent rates, will do a depletion of asset loan. The other one is a reverse purchase. I've talked about this before.
You have, yes.
If the borrower is over 62 years old and can make a substantial down payment, for example, with me, I'm 65 years old, I could put 30% down on a purchase of a home of $625,000, which is the limit for a reverse purchase. And I could buy a house and never have another mortgage payment for the rest of my life. So what are the deals? So you can sell and refinance the house. You own the house for the rest of your life.
Right.
As long as you're living in the house and are there for at least a consecutive 12-month period, it's a non-recourse loan, which means that you'll never owe more than the value of the house. the downside to a reverse mortgage, people will say, well, the heirs don't get any money. Well, if I have a house that's worth $625,000, I'm paying about $2,400 a month in a mortgage. It's got to come out of one hand or the other hand. It either comes out of my bank account or in a reverse mortgage, it's added onto the corpus of the loan. These are two ideas, two ways for people who may not have typical tax returns to qualify for a loan for them to be able to qualify for a loan.
And excellent suggestions for people who will be stopping by here at 150 Paseo Aragon today. And I'm amazed by two things. First of all, those programs, but also your age. I always thought you were in your late 30s.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Thank you. Very good counsel, as always. Are you going to stay and enjoy some dogs and burgers? Okay, please do.
A party.
And we invite everyone to come on over here. You can talk to Andrew Hoffman here at 150 Paseo Aragon here in Las Campanas. Again, take the La Tierra exit. Come on over to we'll just follow Las Campanas Drive, and that will actually lead you right here because there are balloons that are set up all the way to this property. I'd like to welcome one of my broker colleagues at Santa Fe Realty Partners. I have Stephanie Yoder with me. Stephanie, along with her partner, Craig Wheatfeld, are actually the official hosts of the Las Campanas home tour today, but they're also heading up a team of brokers from Santa Fe Realty Partners who have opened up a new office for our firm right here in Las Campanas. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you, Ray. We are very excited not only to have our new office open, but to be having this event here out in Las Campanas at 150 Paseo Aragon. This is a stunning house. It's actually priced at, at $3,750,000.
Mm-hmm.
It is 8,738 square feet, and that includes a 7,600 square foot main house and 1,100 square foot guest house. So it's a beautiful property located on 4.8 acres right on the golf course. So we have tremendous views, not only of the golf course, but all the surrounding mountain ranges as well. We're fortunate to have the architect here today to speak on the show.
And I'll be talking to Tom Lechner very soon.
So he'll be here to give you more details than I'm going to be right now. But it's absolutely a stunning property built, I think, 7 years ago, and just absolutely stunning details with rock finishes, high-beam ceilings, and, as I said, a gorgeous guest house. So please come out, and it's easy to find. As Ray has said, just follow the balloons,
right. And
you'll get to the house. We're also having four other properties open today. We're having four houses open, and there'll be signs to all of those. One is at 17 Tecolote, another one at 24 Calle Ventoso, and another 42 Plaza del Corazon, and 31 West Golden Eagle. And these homes are all priced between $900,000 and $1.5 million. So please come out and take a look at those as well. The other, I think, incredible value in Las Campanas right now are the home sites. And we have all of our lots. We have over 20 lots with signs. We have price sheets here at 150 Paseo Aragon. So you can come by and pick that up as well as a map.
Mm-hmm.
And the lots are priced anywhere from $80,000 up to $450,000. And that is just a tremendous value. And these properties are anywhere from 1 to 5 acres.
Right.
So definitely a great time to buy a property in Las Campanas if you want to build.
Yeah. And I want to come back to 150 Paseo Aragon
mm-hmm.
here in a second and talk a little bit more about the features because we did do a walkthrough and videotape the property
yes.
about a week or so ago. But before I do that, the drill today would be to actually come to this property because you'll have maps, I believe, that you'll hand out of all
mm-hmm.
the other properties that are on tour today, but for all the listeners out there, importantly, if they do come here, they can register for a drawing for free gifts. They put their name in a hat. You guys will draw it out later on today. You'll give them a call, those lucky winners. But the idea is for them to come out here, enjoy the grilling of burgers and dogs here on Memorial Day weekend, take a tour of this beautiful house, take a tour of all the other properties, and then win a prize. So I guess on a holiday weekend, you couldn't ask for anything better. I mean, we have beautiful weather. But let's go back to 150 Paseo Aragon, mm-hmm. Stephanie. When we were taking a walk through there, let me just tell you a couple of things that really amazed me. First of all, indeed, the high ceilings and the beam work is just phenomenal through almost every single room. the flagstone out here in this beautiful Portal and Terrace area. You've got a brook running here. I mean, you feel like you're out in the country for sure. And then you have these beautiful walnut floors.
Right. Cut flagstone floors, walnut floors all throughout the house. Some of the other wood finishes, the doors are tremendous. They're hickory and Brazilian mahogany. I mean, just some, you know, some features that you're going to see here that you won't see in other homes in Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, the outside courtyards are lovely. There are patios off of each of the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
The house is built of adobe, so very, you know, solid, wonderful construction.
It's adobe and frame, the combination.
It's mainly adobe, some frame, but mainly an adobe home.
Uh-huh.
So the other thing that I think is really lovely is all the light that comes into all the rooms.
Yes,
here.
Indeed.
And the way that the house takes advantage of views in all directions. So, I mean, it is absolutely, you know, well worth coming out to take a look at.
Well, and one other thing, too, before we take a break here on all things real estate, is you have this terrific guest house, which sits adjacent to the main property. And, frankly, in of itself, it's almost like a full-fledged house that a lot of people would find living in on a full-time basis forever.
Right. There's the main living area that opens up to a kitchen, dining area, very, very nice kitchen, large bedroom and bath with a washer-dryer. So, yes, it could work well as, you know, a suite for, you know, parents that might come and stay or children. So, you know, it's definitely a great asset.
And, again, the timing today is you're going to be here off and on with your partner, Craig.
Craig and I are going to be here at the house between 12 and 4, so we're here all day. And we have hamburgers, hot dogs, potato chips, cookies, beverages. So please come out and visit us. We'd love to see you.
Really. And, again, that's 150 Paseo Aragon here in Las Campanas. Take the La Tierra exit off of 599. Follow the balloons right here, just like little breadcrumbs, right to 150 Paseo Aragon. And once you get here, you can register for these free gifts. You can take a tour of this beautiful home, and you can also get a map from Stephanie, Craig, and our other colleagues that are here today to take a tour of all the other spectacular properties in Las Campanas. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with some other interesting guests. Stephanie Yoder, thanks so much for being
thank
on the
you,
first
Ray.
Part. We'll have you back at the end of the show, okay?
Perfect. Thank you
all right.
so much.
Stay tuned. We'll be
now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 150 Paseo Aragon here in the beautiful community of Las Campanas. I invite everyone to jump in their car, drive over here to take a tour of this terrific property, enjoy some hot dogs and burgers, and we've got a good crowd of people that are already here. This property is one of several here in Las Campanas that our firm has organized today to be on open house. So we're going to be talking throughout the program about all the attributes of Las Campanas. And I'm now privileged to actually have with me the architect of this terrific property. I have Tom Lechner from Turner, Lechner & Romero, which is a well-known architectural firm here in the Santa Fe area. And, Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ray.
Move up just a little bit to the mic there.
I
told him not to be too close, and so he followed my lead, and so I tricked him. I'm sorry. Tom, now you've been here for many years.
I've lived in Santa Fe since I was 1 year old. My parents moved here in 1948.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit closer. I'm sorry. We had somebody on the show a week or so ago, and they were like a lounge singer, and they were right on top of the microphone, but you were being very modest. So you've been here since you were 1 year old, so you almost are, I guess you have to say you are almost a native.
Almost,
right?
Not quite.
Yeah, just 365 days off of that. Well, with that kind of history, you've seen a lot of transition here in Santa Fe.
Great transition. The biggest thing are the characters of Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're always wanting to build new characters.
Yeah, well, there's hopefully going to be quite a few of them here today, and maybe some of them will be buyers as well and tour this beautiful property. Well, let's get right to it. Before we actually talk about 150 Paseo Aragon, talk a little bit about Turner, Lechner, and Romero. You guys have done an enormous amount of architectural work here in Las Campanas.
TLR, as we call it, has been together for about 15 years now, and we've done 40 or more residences here in Las Campanas, ranging from more traditional to a little more contemporary regional materials like we use here at what I refer to as Lot 3, but it's 150 Paseo Aragon.
Yes, that's architect speak, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lot 3, okay.
But we love using the regional materials and adapting them to contemporary use.
Mm-hmm.
And as Stephanie was saying earlier, this house is mainly adobe, thick walls, wood frame showing the beams,
mm-hmm.
and but the finishes were great. Previous, a lot of the interior finishes, interior design was done by Susan Butcher,
mm-hmm.
and her husband Henry designed some of the light fixtures in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're beautiful. And again, I invite everybody to come on out here to 150 Paseo Aragon and take a look at all these special features that Tom is talking about. Again, I have Tom Lechner from the architectural firm Turner, Lechner, and Romero with me. Talk a little bit about the process that you went through. The current owners of this property are not the original owners, so they have been the beneficiaries of your design elements, I guess, with the original owners. But when you designed this property, you were working directly with the builder, correct?
We were working with Bronca Builders,
mm-hmm.
in 2001 and designed this, and we had a very free rein on design. In Los Enteros, it was designed to be kind of a ranch community, so we took aspects of ranch style,
mm-hmm.
and did this house and the one across the street,
mm-hmm.
tried to utilize the regional materials with,
mm-hmm.
a lower scale architecture,
mm-hmm.
and utilize the regional materials.
Oh, do you remember how long it took to actually construct this property?
About a year and a half.
About a year and a half. And the guest house was part of the original construction,
it was part
right?
of the original design,
yeah.
Yes.
Just for everyone's benefit, you can tell that they're firing up the grill here. I have Troy Lopesto of Bank of America Home Mortgage with us today. He's actually the grillmeister today. And, gosh, Tom, we ought to go over there and get a burger. Oh, I guess we have to continue the radio show, don't we? Sorry.
Have to.
Tom, before I let you go here and I go to another segment, any thoughts for anyone about the Las Campanas lifestyle? You've designed a lot of properties here. If someone is out looking at where to build a property or buy a property, this is one of the special communities in Santa Fe, isn't it?
It really is, especially with close proximity to the BLM,
mm-hmm.
a lot of open area, equestrian, and spectacular views from all the different sites.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, Tom Lechner, I appreciate you being on the show today. You gave some good, useful information to the listeners. I invite everyone to come out and take a look at Tom's product. Again, Tom Lechner from Turner, Lechner, and Romero. Are you going to stick around for a little while?
I'll be here for a little while, yeah.
All right, so if anybody wants to talk to one of the premier architects here in Santa Fe, Tom Lechner will be here for a while this afternoon. So come on out to 150 Paseo Aragon and actually see his product. He worked with the builder to design this beautiful property. Thanks so much for being on All Things Real Estate.
Thank you, Ray.
Okay. Gino Thompson, we've reached that point in the show when it's time for our legal topic of the week, brought to us by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. Now, this week, attorney Jim Reuben will cover a number of issues that affect buyers throughout the real estate market, but especially here in Las Campanas. When buying a new home in Las Campanas, it's always important to seek counsel on the best way to take title of your new home. For instance, there could be cost savings by having a new home owned via a revocable living trust. Real estate owned in a trust is not probated in state courts, and the transfer to heirs generally runs much more smoothly. For any buyer building a new home in Las Campanas, attorney Reuben recommends that the buyer ask for the deletion of the lien exception on their title insurance policy. Now, this title insurance protection may add additional cost to the policy. However, the extra coverage will protect the buyer should a construction subcontractor who wasn't paid file a lien against the property after closing. For a Las Campanas buyer who plans on building a new home, here are a few additional things to consider doing. Number one, confirm with your contractor the precise location of your home on the subdivision lot. Getting building envelopes changed is a very difficult process. Number two, understand protective covenants and deed restrictions before you build. Number three, be sure you keep a copy of any community review committee approval you receive on a building plan. Number four, confirm that the homeowners association for your lot is actually in good standing, and that would be financially primarily. And number five, have a qualified person review land title and survey matters for you. They are every bit as important as a construction inspection of a home. I want to thank Attorney Jim Rubin for a very useful legal topic of the week. If you have your own legal questions about buying or building a home in Las Campanas, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com, and then go right to the Rubin Katz Law Firm logo. Gino Thompson, my producer, I'm running a little early, but let's go ahead and take a break here on All Things Real Estate. I'll give the extra minute to my guests on the other side, so stay tuned and come out here and visit us at 150 Paseo Aragon in Las Campanas. Just take the La Tierra exit off of 599, follow the balloons, and we'll see you in a little bit to enjoy some hot dogs and burgers and tour this beautiful home.
60 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and we are on live here at 150 Paseo Aragon in the beautiful community of Las Campanas. We invite you to jump in your car and drive on over here today, take a tour of this home, enter a drawing for free gifts. Stephanie Yoder and Craig Wheatfeld, also my broker colleagues at Santa Fe Realty Partners, also have a number of other properties here in Las Campanas that they are offering for tour today. And you can get a map here and basically just follow the signs all over the community, make a day of it. Troy Lopesto of Bank of America Mortgage is right over here. He's on the grill. You're not burning anything, are you, Troy? No? I guess he's too focused on his job here. Anyway, before I go back into the show, I want to remind you that there really are only two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from Hub International, which represents many companies and serves you first. Hub gives you total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure your auto and home with Hub International, you may get money savings discounts on both policies. For insurance protection at the right price from the Hub International folks, call Linda Byford at 992-1864. That's 992-1864. Hub International is a partner with All Things Real Estate. They are a charter partner, and they're going to be celebrating our one-year anniversary next week when we're broadcasting from Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. I now want to shift gears a little bit, and I'd like to welcome Steve Davis, who is the chair of the member Communications Committee of the Club of Las Campanas. Steve is also a resident of this fine community and is going to share with us, among other things, his impressions of what it's like to live here in Las Campanas. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you very much, Ray. It's nice to be here.
Well, we've got clearly a grill going on because we're surrounded by smoke.
But it's a smoke-filled room.
It is, and it's a smoke-filled room, and this is not politics by any means. But anyway, Steve, you and I have had a chance to chat about this, and I guess my first question for you is what brought you to Santa Fe, and you know, what are you finding that's very attractive in this community?
Well, Ray, I had vacationed here for years while I was pursuing my career in New York and Chicago, and always had this fantasy about coming back. I love the climate, love the community, love the culture, and it finally came to be that I got to move to Santa Fe.
Yeah.
And I've been here for about 4.5 years now with my lovely wife, Marta,
mm-hmm.
and we just love it.
And why Las Campanas specifically?
We discovered Las Campanas because principally our love of golf.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very, very interested that Jack Nicklaus had a couple of signature courses here.
Mm-hmm.
We checked it out, and it's like peeling back the onion. Every corner you turn
right.
from Las Campanas, you find something to like.
Yeah.
And we love the golf courses, but gosh, the spa, the hacienda, the community itself are just been terrific for us.
And there also is a major equestrian center here. I mean, for
beautiful
people.
And Marta and I don't happen to be horse people, but boy, we just took a tour of it about a year ago. That it's just stunning.
Mm.
A world-class equestrian center.
It really is. And actually, it's interesting because you and I have chatted about something called the World Equestrian Games, which is, for lack of better description, the Super Bowl of equestrian competition that's going to be held in the United States for the first time in Kentucky in September and October. And I think that there are going to be quite a few people from the equestrian community here in Santa Fe and specifically in Las Campanas that are going to be going there as spectators and enjoying that event. But I guess my question for you is, near and dear to your heart is the club at Las Campanas, because you are one of the duomos who actually oversees the operation of the club. Talk a little bit about how important that is to the people that live here in this community.
Well, I don't know if I'm one of the duomos, but I am
on the board. That's the title I'm giving you today, all right?
I am on the board of directors, and I run the member communications committee. Yeah, I'm very interested in the club and the health and well-being of the club. It is a magnificent facility, a beautiful, beautiful hacienda, which is rumored to be one of the largest all-adobe structures in the state of New Mexico, with beautiful, beautiful dining facilities and a wonderful place for community out here. We have our biggest news, I guess, Ray, is that the members assumed operational control and ownership of the club, the ownership taking place on May 5th, just a little over 3 weeks ago. And that's a big event for us.
And let's back up for a moment, because I think for purposes of sort of setting the record straight, Las Campanas over the past year or so has been in the news regarding some ups and downs. It's been sort of a roller coaster out here, and I know that Craig Kleefeld and Stephanie Yoder and I are going to talk about it from a real estate standpoint in the next segment. But from your standpoint, the righting of the ship that's just happened is significant for the operation of the club. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, absolutely. I think the chaos perhaps could be expected. Those of you in the real estate business know that whenever you're exchanging substantial value and ownership switches from one party to another, that it is not always the easiest thing in the world to have happen.
Right.
We did have some bumps in the road as we accelerated our ownership of the club when the developer, Lyle Anderson, had some problems. But I'm happy to say that we are now a fully owned, debt-free, $30 million facility owned by all the members of the club, some 800 of us.
And so how does the club itself view its interacting with Santa Feans generally now that you have, in fact, corrected this situation?
Well, I think the important thing to remember is that there is no longer a developer in charge of the club at Las Campanas.
That's significant.
It is very significant that the people who are members of the club are also members, citizens, if you will, of the community.
Right.
We're very, very interested in the future and the well-being of Santa Fe. Mm-hmm. We'd like to think that we make a contribution to that well-being and that future. And our membership of about 800 people or so are actively and robustly involved in so many things in Santa Fe. And I guess that's what makes the club so interesting. I like to tell people that if they like Santa Fe, they're going to love Las Campanas because they're really tied together in so many different ways. We happen to have some of the best recreational facilities in the state right out here in Las Campanas. But it wouldn't be the same if we didn't have the amazing venue of Santa Fe, which our members enjoy.
It's a good base to be operating off
of.
And you've sort of answered one of the questions regarding lifestyle. If you play golf, if you have, if you are a rider or you have children who want to participate in the equestrian center, if you just like open spaces, if you like a clubhouse setting, well, that's one group of people, and who's going to say no to that?
Of course.
But generally speaking, are there other elements about Las Campanas that the listeners ought to know about that would attract them as a lifestyle sort of destination?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to mind for me, Ray, is just the raw beauty of this place. I mean, here we are sitting here doing this interview, looking out on the most amazing landscape, the homes, the property, the way Las Campanas has developed is just absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important, but I think what Marta and I have come to appreciate is that with all of these facilities that are so wonderful that we use, the spa, the tennis center, the golf course, what really matters out here is the diversity in the community that we're part of. It's eclectic. People coming from all parts of the United States, in some cases the world, joined here together in a love for Santa Fe and a love of the recreational offerings that are here for us.
Yeah.
And it's just a really, really interesting and fun community to be part of.
Well, let's sort of drill down now to the actual club membership. I did receive an email from Robert. He says, hi, Ray, can Steve outline what a basic club membership offers, and do locals have advantages not offered to out-of-town members? And again, that's from Robert. Thank you for the email, Robert. So let's talk first of all about the club membership. There are several categories.
Yeah, there are. And I think what I would do to frame this is to say that there is a common perception there that one must live in Las Campanas to be a member of the club, which is not true. We have a 20% cap on the number of people who can be club members who do not reside in Las Campanas. So we have very happy members of the club who live in places like Albuquerque and live in Santa Fe.
Where are you on that 20% cap?
We're a long way from filling.
Are you?
So
okay.
There's plenty of room.
So the door is wide open.
Right.
Yeah.
There are three classes of membership. One, equity golf. Two, equity social. And then we have an equity club membership, which means a limited number of rounds of golf a year.
Okay, so for the listener's benefit, you and I know what you're talking about, those three categories, but let's go through what are the advantages to joining the first one, the equity club?
Well, the equity golf is sort of self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. Members who join and wish to take advantage of the golf facilities usually buy an equity golf membership.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, we've got two world-class Jack Nicklaus signature courses here,
right?
And golfers love it.
Mm. And the second category?
The second category is equity social, and those are for members who are here for other things, tennis, the spa facility, which is really terrific,
okay.
And, of course, the social aspects of being in community, dining in the hacienda, and all the activities that we have for our members over there.
And then the third category?
The third category is called Equity Club, and Equity Club affords the member all the advantages of being an equity social member in addition to 20 rounds of golf a year.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So you can sort of taste a little bit of the golf membership without actually going full bore on that. And obviously there are different descending price points for each of these categories. So.
There are indeed.
Yeah.
Right.
And I want to invite everyone to come out here to 150 Paseo Aragon here in Las Campanas. You can actually talk to Steve Davis. You're going to be here for a little while.
I'll be here for a little while,
yeah,
although it's a beautiful day, Ray, and
I know.
The golf course is calling.
Okay, well, if you're going to come out here and talk about a club membership, you better get out here quickly because Mr. Davis is going to go out on the golf course soon. We've got a couple of minutes here, Steve, before we need to go off a break. I guess maybe one of the questions I have is what's really new at the club today?
Well, since the members now own the club, we've made some pretty material changes. Some of them began even before we assumed formal membership or formal ownership of the club. But for the first time, the club has a professionally trained club manager. In Jim Muldowney, who comes to us from Palm Springs and has been with us for about 6 months or so. So the standards and practices, best practices of the industry are now being applied to Las Campanas. We've had material improvement in our dining experience, including bringing in a new executive chef by the name of Bruce Ross, who was the head chef for the Tower Club in Dallas, which is
well-known institution.
So that aspect of things is going on. We're doing some exciting things on the golf course, reconfiguring it, both courses actually in some ways, to improve play and also to really more responsibly address water issues in the Southwest, where we really want to be as state-of-the-art as we can be in conserving and using water as good stewards.
And that sort of segues into one other question I have. If you compare the club at Las Campanas with other clubs in the Southwest, how do we stack up compared to others?
Well, it's interesting. We took kind of a deep personal inventory when we were about to assume ownership, and we did profiles of 27 clubs across the Southwest and into the Rocky Mountains, which tend to be clubs that we would view ourselves as competing with. We have an awful lot of people who come here from the hot weather climates, Texas, Southern California, who, like us, love the weather in the summertime.
Right.
And so we've looked at those clubs, and we're really satisfied that we're at the absolute top tier of those clubs in terms of facilities, in terms of our financial health and well-being, and in terms of our membership numbers.
So in the last minute or so I have here, Steve, if you wanted to leave one thought with the listeners today about the club at Las Campanas, what would that be?
Well, we're in a new era. It's hard to describe what a change it is when you move from being developer-owned to being member-owned. So we're definitely in a new era. We are in charge of our own destiny. We are designing a club and redesigning a club to fit the needs of our members for their enjoyment. And what I say to my out-of-town friends who are considering coming to Santa Fe, and they love Santa Fe, I ask them to check out Las Campanas because if they, like I said before, if they like Santa Fe, they're going to love Las Campanas.
Mm. Well, a great way to end this interview, I have Steve Davis, who is the chair of the Member Communications Committee of the Club at Las Campanas, with us here today. Mr. Davis is going to be here for just a little while because he's going to go out on a golf course. So if someone wanted to talk to him about club membership, head on over here to 150 Paseo Aragon. But if they missed you today, how could they go?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a great question, Ray. What I would encourage people who have an interest in learning more about the facilities to do is to call our Director of Membership Development. She's a terrific lady. Her name is Pam Franco.
Mm-hmm.
She can be reached at area code 505-995-3544. Again, her name is Pamela Franco.
Pam Franco. Okay. Why don't you give Pam the day off and a holiday weekend off, but call her first thing on Tuesday. Anyway, Steve Davis, thanks so much for being on All Things.
Thank you. It's great to be here. What a beautiful house.
Yeah, it is a terrific house. Anyway, that's a nice way of ending this segment. Gino Thompson, my producer, I want to invite everybody to come on out here to 150 Paseo Aragon, take a tour of this beautiful property, talk to Mr. Steve Davis about club membership, also enter a drawing for free gifts, and stay tuned. We'll be back. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today I'm sitting at a live remote broadcast at 150 Paseo Aragon here in the beautiful community of Las Campanas. I'm being rejoined by not only Stephanie Yoder, one of my broker colleagues at Santa Fe Realty Partners, but her sidekick. Can I call you a sidekick?
Yeah, you can call me a sidekick.
I have Craig Wheatfelt with me. Craig has actually been on the show in the studio with me before, so welcome back to the program.
Oh, thank you so much. Really a lot of fun being here today.
Well, you've got a great crowd. People are starting to come out. You're going to be here till 4 o'clock today. Craig, I gave Stephanie the opportunity earlier to talk about all the attributes here at 150 Paseo Aragon. Why don't you reiterate for the listeners why they should come out here and take a look at this?
Well, first of all, it's a beautiful day.
Yep.
And a great day to come out and tour Las Campanas. We've got a lot of homes open today for viewing. And obviously, the first one is Paseo Aragon, where we're holding this live broadcast. And we've got a little cookout going today, so
Excellent.
Come on out and get a burger and a hot dog. Love to have you come out here. It's a beautiful home. Sits right on the... what is it, the 10th fairway?
Yeah, right off the back window there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And but we've also got a beautiful home on Windridge Circle that's open, another one on Tecolote, one on Calle Ventoso, Via Pampa, Plaza del Corazon, and West Golden Eagle.
Yeah.
And all of them are open today. We also have a bunch of lots that we're showing today. Normally, there's no signs out here, so you can't see where these lots are. But if you come to Paseo Aragon, we'll give you a list of where these lots are located. And for your convenience, we put signs up for today only. So we've got some great values starting at $120,000 for a 2.5-acre lot all the way up to... very expensive.
Yeah, and in fact, there's great value out here. That's one of the things. I received an email. I've been going in and out of my cell connection here, but Betty has sent me that message, which is very timely. Ray, Las Campanas has, and actually Steve Davis addressed this issue somewhat before, but Las Campanas has had some issues to deal with over the recent past. Can Craig and Stephanie confirm the status of the community? A very good question. Betty, thank you.
Well, thank you, yes. Actually, Las Campanas has gone through some great changes just as of recently. Las Campanas is now owned by the members. Turnover of all the assets of Las Campanas was completed to the membership about 3 weeks ago. And at that time, we received the clubhouse, the golf courses, the equestrian center, the spa, all in perfect condition, but also free of any debt. So they're free and clear. Las Campanas now is being supported strictly through dues and revenues that these various facilities generate, and we have a balanced budget.
Yeah.
So things are looking very good for Las Campanas.
And there's been off and on a water issue out here. Do you want to talk a little bit about
that? Yeah, the water issue related to our involvement in the Buckman Diversion Project. Now that also has been resolved, where Las Campanas is going to become a permanent customer of the county. So we're buying water just like everybody else.
So the message really for the listeners today, and Betty, thank you for that question, is that, yes, there have been some problems, if I can characterize it that way, here in Las Campanas, but they've all evaporated.
They're all gone.
You've taken care of everything. The membership, the water situation, the club itself is back in order. The equestrian center is open for business. So, and on top of all that, which we'll go back to what you were talking about, incredible value here.
Yes,
why don't you address that a little bit, Craig? Someone wanted to buy out.
As a result of the water issues and the uncertainties that we had in the past, we've seen some rather strong price corrections. And so now where you used to be able to buy a house for $1.5 million, you can find houses that of that quality for $900,000.
Mm-hmm.
Where lots used to start at $250,000, we have probably a dozen or more lots that are under $150,000.
I've received a question from Sam. People are listening, obviously. Hi, Ray, can your guests tell me how many lots remain for building in Las Campanas, and how restrictive are the covenants for building a home?
Well, do you want to address the covenants? I think that Stephanie can.
Stephanie,
you're
really
good at that.
We have a great design review committee here, for one thing, that looks at plans that are submitted every week. So it's a very quick process to begin with. But all of the design review guidelines are actually on our website, the Las Campanas website, so those are free for anybody to pull up and take a look at. So that's very easily done. There's no time restraint as far as building. You can buy a home site and start building whenever you like. You can hold it 2 years, 10 years, 20 years. You don't ever have to build on those home sites if you choose not to. Minimum square footage for most of Las Campanas is 2,500 square feet. We have height restrictions for most of Las Campanas, once again, of 19 feet. There are a few areas where we have some two-story, the ability to build some two-story buildings. But, again, for the most part, we want to keep the view corridors open because the mountain ranges that surround Las Campanas are stunning and, want to have good look at those.
Yeah, that's why people move here, is they want to have the view, so you don't want to have too tall a building.
Go ahead.
So I was just going to address the issue of how many lots are out here, because that's a good point, too.
Yeah.
And, the original development called for 1,710 lots. Of those 1,710, the developer retains, and the developer now is the Lloyds Bank, but they retained approximately 400 lots, of which about 350 of those lots are undeveloped. They have no, infrastructure whatsoever. They're just raw land right now. But sometime in the future, they may come available. There are a little over 700 homes built out here.
Wow.
And so approximately on the resale market today, there's about 200 lots.
200 lots. So for Sam's question, my takeaway from what your description, Stephanie, is that the covenants are not very restrictive at all. They're very reasonable.
They're very reasonable.
And a lot of flexibility.
Yeah, absolutely. And, and they're definitely for the benefit of the community and certainly keeps the values of the home up out here in Las Campanas.
I've got about 2 minutes or so before we have to actually wind down the show. I'm sorry to say, guys, it's gone too quickly. So, Stephanie, you first, in your minute of time, what thoughts do you want to leave with the listeners today about the beauty of Las Campanas?
Well, I mean, it's a wonderful community. It's fully amenitized. If you want to be a member of the club, there are three different kinds of memberships, and I know Steve spoke to that earlier. But we have probably one of the most lovely clubhouses in the country.
Yes.
It's a 35,000 square foot adobe structure that has wonderful dining facilities, private dining room. It's pro shop is there, constantly used by the members. We have a brand new chef on staff that we're very, very excited about as well. Also, a great place to have weddings and parties and birthday parties, any kind of event. And then the two Jack Nicklaus signature golf courses, are absolutely, fabulous. I mean, and they're open year-round, which is great. And that's fairly new. It used to be they closed during the winter season, but now they are open year-round. We have a spa and tennis center, offers full spa services, indoor pool, outdoor recreational pool, dining, full workout facilities with trainers, all kinds of classes. So that's wonderful as well. And
yep.
The equestrian center.
It's
unmatched.
And it does. And I should say that Stephanie Yoder did all that without any notes. And if there was a Chamber of Commerce out here, they would have loved that spiel. It was fabulous. Craig Wheatfield, your partner in crime here. Any last thoughts for the listeners in about a minute?
Well, I think there's one important aspect. I'm a golfer,
yes.
So I play golf a lot. And obviously, I play all around Santa Fe and New Mexico, so I enjoy all the golf courses. But one of the responsible things that I think is going on here that a lot of people are unaware of is that Las Campanas, in conjunction with Jack Nicklaus, have worked together to diminish the amount of grass that's being watered. Currently, they are ripping up approximately 100 acres of grass in various areas so that they will not be irrigated in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing this strictly to conserve water,
wow.
Which I think is very responsible.
That's pretty amazing. So if anyone came out here today, you do have some fabulous gifts that they can enter a drawing for?
Absolutely. Come on out. If you're golfers, enter your card or your name in, and we'll get you a round of golf.
Mm-hmm. Get some restaurant certificates too, or something.
Yes, we've got.
You got it all. You got it all.
Come on out.
Just come on out here to 150 Paseo Aragon. Stephanie Yoder, Craig Wheatfield, I appreciate you having us on the show today. This is a beautiful setting. Tom Miller and I were talking about how beautiful it is. He actually wants to make a deposit on the property. So anyway,
good. I got to sign him up.
Really, I want to encourage everyone to come out to 150 Paseo Aragon in Las Campanas to tour this fabulous home and all the other properties on Open House. Thank you, Craig and Stephanie, for organizing this terrific Open House today. Gino Thompson, my producer, Tom, my technician, as well as Kate, Melissa, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a fine show. Thank you for tuning in today, and please know that I'd love to help you with your own real estate issues, so call me at 989-8900. Please join us next Sunday for our one-year anniversary celebration of the show. So until next Sunday at noon right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck.